Hey everybody, it's Paul. If you're listening this far in, you know that I'm the GM of the Riverside City podcast. This is just a little update for everybody to tack on before the episode to let everyone know that Colin, due to some interpersonal reasons, will no longer be part of the podcast. He and I are still friends, and there were no hard feelings on either side because of this, but it was something we had to do, or something that had to happen. Bedlam is not going to be killed off. He is going to be living in the world, as he always was. And Colin let me know what he wanted Bedlam to be doing, and I made sure that that was something that could happen. Any unresolved questions you have about Bedlam, please let me know, and I will do my best to get Colin to answer them. And I believe he's still in the Discord, so if you have questions for him directly, please don't hesitate to ask in the general chat. And I think he left his name as Bedlam, so you should be able to grab him that way. In his place, we have someone named Art, who he is phenomenal, and we've really enjoyed having him in the episodes that we've recorded since the split with Colin. He's got more RPG experience than anyone else at the table, and because he DMs almost as much as I do, it's been great. That's all I wanted to say. Just wanted to give everyone a heads up. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks.
Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, I have our modified crew. We have Rob playing Damon.
Howdy.
Mike playing Weasel.
Hello, everyone.
Natalie playing Bright Force.
Hello.
And our new player, Art, playing... You want to introduce yourself real quick?
Well, I'm playing Samurai Crab. I'm not sure exactly
Need. We'll do your intro later.
Okay.
Samurai Crab, and he'll come up in just a minute. So, guys, besides Art, who remembers where we were at last time?
We're in the Shadow Realm again.
No, the Twilight Realm. The Shadow Realm's a thing. Y'all aren't there. Trust me, that's a bad place.
We're in the Twilight Realm, rescuing the remaining people that were trapped in there, including Sigma, Lady Tiger.
Tigress.
I've been saying that earlier, but you corrected me, saying it was Lady Tigress.
Definitely Tigress. I have it written down.
Okay.
And Arclight. I had it right. I promise you guys. Weasel corrupted me.
Fair. I checked the notes, but...
No, I have the notes. It's right here.
Oh, cool.
It's Tigress.
You write notes?
I
actually have notes about it, yeah.
Wow. Proud.
Well...
It's not in this notebook.
All right, so you guys are in the Twilight Realm. You're rescuing three known capes that you were given information of by, I believe it was it Granite or was it the Eater of Hope?
It was the Devourer.
Eater of Hope.
Yep.
Technically, his title was...
Yeah, Devourer. He's the Devourer. Yes, Devourer, the Eater of Hope. Yeah, either way. So,
I just said the name that was written on his chair.
You're right. You're very correct, and that we won't know his true name. That's fun. When last we left off, they had just defeated a stone covered giant, who nearly pounded the pancakes out of them.
I'm at half health.
And that's after healing.
I have more.
I want to say I hit her for like 70 or 80 points. It was
That'll hurt. That'll leave a mark.
There was some liquidation nearly. It was not good. So, at the end of the fight, Bedlam is going to essentially just get really pissed off because he sees that someone he tried to save, Sigma, was reacting in a negative way. And when he hears that you guys saying that, you know, screw everyone else in the realm except the capes we're here for, I'm done, he leaves the ball of twilight. And you can actually see him coated in radiance, running away like at speed away from you guys. And you see that it doesn't look like the darkness is actually touching him. You don't know how long that'll last, or if it lasts indefinitely, but you get the distinct impression Bedlam will not be returning with you.
Okay.
Almost, I would say it'd be Kismet. or serendipity, walking over the rim of this crater that you guys are in. It was a crater, or was it a...
Would it be scuttling?
No, he's walking. Ooh, scuttling might be better. scuttling over the edge of the crater.
I thought it was high wooden walls.
Yeah, but it got... Yeah.
It was a bear...
It was a palisade wall around
Palisade, but they fell.
Yeah, but they fell.
When we took out the boss.
And there was kind of a crater type thing that they were built into.
Got it.
Scuttling over the edge of the where the walls used to be is someone I'm going to have Art describe.
There's a heavily armored humanoid person in very... Looks more... It's plate armor, but it is actually more of... Looks more like a shell of a crab. On the very front of the armor, there is actually what looks like a scowling samurai face as the chest plate. The plates themselves are look more chitinous.
Chitinous.
There you go. And he is has a katana and wakasai in his in the scabbards on the side.
Katana and wakasashi, love it. Mm-hmm. Do they have any unique appearance to them? I'm going to let you flavor that. They are special.
They are special, but you're not going to notice that until you pull them out of the scabbard.
Love it. Okay. He walks over, and I would like everyone to make a history / super's knowledge check.
Yay, history. I don't have advantage with this stuff.
I don't think you have to roll this, Art.
You have intimate knowledge of this character, so...
Yeah, they can identify us.
Correct. You know, if you'd like to roll, you could identify them. That would actually be relevant. Because you've been wandering these Twilight Realm for, I'd say, at least a month.
Ah.
I rolled low. 19 total.
I rolled a 3 plus 6 for 9.
Okay.
I rolled a 6 plus 4 for 10.
All right, so
I rolled a 7 plus 12.
Oh, okay. Just get out of here. Whatever.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to start at the bottom. And actually, let's start with Art first. No, let's start with Natalie first because she had the lowest roll. No, 9.
9 is Weasel. The lowest high. Mine is super's knowledge, not history.
Then you would have a slightly better check than they would. So DC would be lower. You know how long has Samurai Crab been active as a cape? Or has he not?
Not very long.
And where was it? Was it in Riverside City or was it somewhere? Was it in Japan?
It was Japan.
Okay, cool. So is he fluent in English?
Yes.
Okay, I had to make sure
he is. He is an American.
Okay, he's just got it. You. Actually, know of Samurai Crab from some of your entertainment, love of capes and loving out them in movies and stuff like that.
He showed other entertainment that I'm a fan of.
Yes, he's an anime fan. It's a good thing. So he actually has probably guest starred on a couple different like live action cape shows,
Super Sentai, among other things.
Yeah, exactly. and so you're like, that's fucking Samurai Crab. What the fuck is he doing here? Flashing over to Luna, your check's different. You look at him and you are new to
fucking metal.
You're new to the cape game, but you do recognize that he doesn't have a bearing of someone who's looking to hurt you. Yeah, and that would be more of an insight thing. But
fucking metal.
You think maybe you might have seen him on a list of missing persons when you were looking at the FSA HQ because you were looking for anyone else who might be missing.
Yeah,
he was listed.
Okay,
with a 19, you know that is Samurai Crab. You know that he is a registered FSA super, but he is stationed in Japan. You would be loaned to the JSA, the Japanese super agency.
Yes,
there is the overarching like Interpol style, which is the ISA. They kind of just touch on everyone else's stuff. And they have their own agents, but they're more teleporters and speed type people. He is not that. He's more of a ground and pound kind of guy.
Yeah, definitely not speed grab.
God. Not yet.
Speed power set, man. Gotta go fast.
Okay. Hey, you only go fast, but you have to go sideways.
Yeah.
It's always in zigzags. Serpentine. And Art, now can you roll me a history? And I gave, he had a specific specialization. If you have a tool you'd like to get rid of, I can let you adjust that to either technology or, which is a relevant tech check a lot of the time, or I can let you adjust it to super knowledge, which is a modification of history.
I'd probably go with the supers.
Okay. And what tool are you getting out? Or you can just take it and replace a skill. It's fine.
When does calligraphy ever come up, you know?
Hey, it's the skill of the gods.
I still don't know where that's fucking from. And, okay, anybody who knows where this shit's from, please at me, so, at CURUNIR471 on Twitter. I need to know where the fuck that's from, and I can't find
please
it.
Please don't say Tulok, because he uses that. Unless he created it, in which case, cool.
Yeah, if he's the originator, I'm good. What is it with you and metal today? Okay,
metal.
So what is your int check? And if you'd like a dice tray, we have someone you can borrow.
No, so my five. Let's see, int. So that would be.
And your proficiency is 3. Wait, yeah, you guys are 8, not 9. So.
So history would be +4, so it'd be a 9.
Okay. The only one here who's well known enough would be Rico, and you would know him. You know about him because you know about his grandfather, El Combustion. He has been in this world. If you think of him akin to, like, bigger than Daredevil, smaller than Superman, which I know it's a very
that's a huge range. Okay, yeah.
Green Arrow,
bigger than Green Arrow, because the Green Arrow is really kind of like a tri-state area. If you were to think that there was like a guy who's Midwestern, like all of Tornado Alley into Mexico, that's like his zone.
Gotcha.
Illinois down out to, you know, Missouri and all that. That's where he's well known. And there he's as famous as what Superman would have been. But Superman's not a thing in this world. I'm just using him as an example.
Okay.
Hey, Natalie. And you know that he is.
Metal.
You know that Rico is his grandson. You know that Weasel is his grandson because he's come out and said it. Vocally.
Okay.
When he joined the Cape game.
Well, yes, El Combustion made it, you know, said it frequently.
Yeah, and
it's just like, well, shit. Guess I'm a public identity. So, okay. I have no fear of being a public identity.
Yeah, and there was no, and you, with a 10, you did, with a 9, you did not get anybody else here. But, hey, you'll get to know them soon. So, you guys have a very pissed off looking, yes?
Wouldn't then El Combustion do that too?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wait, do I have this one on my phone? Hold on. You see Sigma glow with a dark, like an ebony light, and before splitting into three bodies.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Is it his psyche being split?
Does anyone have to take magic up?
I can? Question mark?
This is...
Mike, you got to take magic, right?
Not in my.
All of my spells are fiend. I have said this before in character. I don't know magic.
It was on there on the table.
Didn't you get one of these notebooks?
I do not have detect magic for the day.
Okay.
Was it one of your wizard spells?
No, it's actually all my wizard spells are actually on my list now.
Oh.
I made a custom item that grants me my wizard spells, and then adjust the item to adjust the spells.
Okay. That's smart way to do it. Okay, sorry.
I need a pencil, please. Shield, counterspell, and haste.
Yeet.
Okay.
So, Art, do you like greater invisibility or haste more?
Probably haste.
Okay. But advantage on all your attacks?
Yeah, hey, you're crit fishing.
Fishing. that might not be a bad either one would probably, you know,
and haste is a nasty downside if you fail. Yeah.
That's true.
No. That's it.
If
he
fails.
Oh, I'm aware.
I got a 20 con and proficiency in con.
Okay, I appreciate the challenge.
I also have a 22 armor class.
And Pete, I appreciate the challenge.
And access to shield.
Once a day.
I have it on my quill.
Do you right now?
Yes.
Damn.
He has it multiple times.
All right. Once for so, sure. in a triune voice coming from all, triune meaning coming from all three, he says, "I've become more. I've heard the whispers of the dark. Crap. You should become one with the dark."
I think not.
I'm good.
Well, then I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to kill you. Roll initiative.
God damn it.
you kind of get this as you're rolling over the top. Like, ouchie. You walk into it, you're like, that is not all. Okay.
Yep.
Ouchie.
But you know for a fact that Rico or Weasel is a cape.
Wait a minute. I get advantage, right?
As long,
you still have my advantage?
Yes.
He's a Twilight Cleric, so he
get I give one person advantage. And so she has the lowest dex.
Do I take 4 or 2 with my minus 1? I think I'm going to take the 4.
So 3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to roll 3 times.
Hang on, I'm writing shit down.
Are all of these cursed right now?
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Mechanic question. Are they considered humanoid?
You're not sure. They look humanoid.
So Paul dislikes my spell.
I rolled a 8 plus 2 for 10. Samurai.
I rolled a 10 plus 7 for 17.
Half proficiency.
All right.
Oh, I figured out what this thing.
4 yep. minus 1 is nope. 3.
That's with advantage?
I don't want to talk about it.
12 plus 2 for 14.
Alright, monster 1.
They rolled as 1, but I just got super advantage. 19.
Super advantage.
It's a custom monster, man. I mean, like, I had to give him something to get decent.
It has Hydra stats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I bet. All he was like, oh, that's a great idea, Natalie.
9 heads, all have acid spirit.
No, get up on the Hydra's back.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'll give you the three. So I had a 19. I lost what it was. A 10.
No, I'm already writing it down as 1.
19, a 10, and a 6.
So I'm dead last. Fantastic.
I rolled poopy for initiative, except for the one time.
You rolled poopy with advantage. I rolled a 2 and a 4.
What is his dex score?
2.
That doesn't help.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a 14. Which does help.
Water?
Tea.
Blueberry tea. If I'm drinking it.
I almost always put it in this. I don't know why.
All right.
No, fair.
So, I guess the first one goes first.
All right. He rises off the ground slightly, about maybe 6 inches, and reaches out a hand towards you guys and uses...
You know, this didn't happen with Leo.
Or granite.
This is highly suspect.
That is a shit spell. Hold on.
And again, this guy does have mental powers.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to bring in the other guy.
Oh. Network.
Yeah, he's going to look at you and...
I've got mental network.
Do I want to do that to you guys or not? That's the question.
I have the telepathic.
How nice do you feel today?
No.
It doesn't match his boom.
You don't feel nice at all?
Nope.
No niceness?
He's going to just Eldritch Blast. Fantastic. Or he's going to launch purplish-black energy toward your cleric. Because he knows that's what you are.
I'm thinking about it, just... No, I'm not going to counterspell it.
Okay. Adding 9. That's... Wow.
Oh, we didn't mention this before the fight, but we're level 8.
Yeah, they dinged.
Wait.
Ding! Actually, hold on. Mike?
Does that mean that we get to...
You'll get your long effect of a long rest, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh. And what happened was you guys... you will have a surge of... energy come out of Damon and the book that he is carrying in his backpack, even though he doesn't know he has it. Yeah, so a surge of energy popped out of him as soon as you dropped the stone giant, which was not a stone giant, but that is a stone covered giant with, you know, really nasty, whoopstick attacks.
And they reset their spell slots, right?
Correct. Y'all are
our power spots
and your power abilities.
What
your power set abilities? Long rest and your level 8.
You get more smites. You have an additional smite slot.
You also get a feat.
You also get a feat
or an ASI.
Paul, help.
Natalie, just increase your dexterity.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't do that.
Gotcha.
Take alert if you're going to try and do that.
No, level 8. Because then I'll get rid of her minus 1.
So does Alert adding 5 to it, making it a +4.
Yeah. But if she gets that, then she can also use her dexterity Art. Abilities.
You should take Alert.
She doesn't have any dexterity abilities.
At some point in time, I might.
She might have to. Natalie, roll stealth with disadvantage.
She has the boots. Do you want lucky? That's an easy one. It doesn't change anything else on your sheet. There you go.
Did she get her extra smite slot?
Yeah, she'll get. Yeah, you just make sure you hit the long rest. Hit the long rest button
again.
Yep.
No, if you already did it, you're good. Okay. Are you good? We started doing it 8.
So yeah, I should be all set.
Is everyone else good?
Yep.
Hold on.
Sorry. I will keep my shitty rolls, even though I really wanted to re-roll them. I have a 18.
Miss.
A 14.
Miss.
And a nat 1, which
he shoots himself,
which didn't hit one of his other things. That was my 19.
Next up is the samurai.
So how far away am I?
Let's say 30 feet from them.
Okay. I'm going to...
Because they were towards... No, they were in the middle. So you would be a minimum of 60 feet away.
All right. I'm going to take a move action to move up.
Yep.
And then I am going to throw out my hand and throw out a water whip.
Okay.
So he needs to make a dex save.
Which one? There's 3.
Whichever one was... Was there one of... Just one of them was hitting him?
Only one of them has acted.
Okay. I'm going to grab one of the ones that hasn't acted yet.
Okay. A dex save, you said?
A dex save. It'll be 15.
I have a 16.
All right. On a successful save, the creature takes... So you're going to take...
10, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say this on 2, just for ease of use.
So 25, and half of that would be 13, 12. Rounded up, 12.
Always round down.
Round down. Gotcha.
No, that's just like a D&D rule.
Yep.
All right. Is there anything else?
Round down to 0, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we figure that out.
No, minimum of 1. Always minimum of 1.
So, yes, this water tentacle comes out, tries to wrap him around.
Is there anything special about it? Does it have little crabs in it?
Yes.
I like to think of it as your crab whip.
Yeah.
Cool. Natalie was just talking about doing something like that.
Pesticide. Yeah, I know. I was like,
I didn't spoiler it. Okay, cool. Oh, you have to. I forgot. You can go like. I'm gonna throw.
I forget that you can.
Don't spoil it. Okay. Yes. Who's after? Anything else you'd like to do? Bonus action you'd like to use, or I don't think you have.
Not at this time.
All right, pushing on. We have
Damon.
All right, I'm going to respond in kind. He's going to Eldritch Blast me. Yeah. I'm going to Radiant Blast him.
I understand. I don't like it, but I understand.
Unfortunately, I only get 2 of them.
Yeah, you're not as good at it as he is.
It's like he's level 11 or something.
Yeah.
But first...
Or something.
That's accurate.
But first, I'm going to bonus action, cast Spiritual Weapon.
Get that beat stick in.
Okay. Yep.
What's that form as?
Longsword.
I had to ask.
You know why?
I do.
Yep.
But not everyone out at home remembers that.
Yep. So I get to also hit with him when I summon, I believe.
I thought I would turn into a buck.
Nope.
Depends who's talking right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
That's probably going to be a miss. 15 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a miss or a hit?
No, it hits.
Oh, well, take force damage equal to...
Don't you mean 12. Radiant damage?
No, spiritual weapon does force.
Oh, spiritual weapon. Got it.
And which one is this? Are you attacking the same one?
The one that got water ripped.
Okay. Not the one attacking you.
Correct.
That's what you said.
Returning
kind means you attack the other one.
They attacked me first.
Okay.
I want to focus damage. 12 force. And does that actually trigger my new ability? I got to check that out. No, it's cantrips and melee attacks. So no, it does not trigger.
Divine strikes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or blessing strikes, whatever.
Divine strike is the modified version.
Yep, I took the replacement one.
Tasha's. That's divine strike.
Yep. And now for 2.
What's a blessed? I don't remember either way.
Oh, well, I'm rolling to cantrip him because that does trigger it.
It is not a cleric cantrip. It will not trigger it. It is not a cantrip at all.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. It is a power. Not a cantrip. Don't look at his face. No, it is no. And it's also only cantrips you gain through the cleric class, which that is not.
Man, oh man. Look at you over here. Look at you. You're so happy and proud about that.
No, move on.
All right. Wow.
Does not declare a cleric cantrip.
It's not actually a cantrip. It's just flavored as that. It is an ability. It's a spell-like ability. You know, therefore, I couldn't counterspell it.
Remember you said that because that applies to every power then.
I think that it is still a spell, but it is not a cantrip. It is not technically a cantrip. It is an ability. It is a spell-like ability, but it is a spell-like, so I can still counterspell it. Move on.
So mean.
I'm tempted then just close the distance and hit with a melee weapon.
Whatever you want to do.
Because this is less good. I'm gonna actually pull my rapier out. I do. It's not magical, but
okay.
I then cast Booming Blade.
Okay.
I took from my new feat at 8.
Alright.
Will a 21 hit?
Yeah. Okay. 15 hit, so yeah.
Okay, so it's D8 plus
2D8s, yeah.
Plus 2D8s for the...
No, it's 1D8. You're not... It's
right.
1D8. If it moves, you get more. But the odds of that are not high.
Okay, this is the radiant damage. No, I need a separate die for the radiant damage then. Red is radiant. Clear is not. Clear is piercing.
Okay.
So take 2 radiant.
Okay.
14 piercing.
Okay.
And 8 thunder.
You can get that to me all at once next time.
Okay. None of those damage
types are resisted. I'll let you know if anything you do is resisted. Just for ease of time, for saving time.
Yep.
Okay. Who is next?
Me.
Rico.
Are they within a 20-foot radius of each other?
Absolutely.
Good. Boom.
As in here comes the...
Yeah. As in 8d6.
Question, do I have flanking with my spiritual weapon?
Flanking isn't a thing that matters.
Okay.
And no, never. It's not as a creature.
Hey, I have to ask.
I understand. But I agree with it.
Our rule for gaining advantage in combat, and rather, we used to do flanking. Flanking was a hot mess in fifth edition, and I used to be very strongly for it. I'm very strongly against it now. It is if you do something cool or interesting, like if I jump off this wall and I slash on across his chest, and like you flavor if you flavor your attack, and I think it's neat enough, and you haven't abused it that session, I'll give you advantage.
Gotcha.
No one's really used it, but. Except Luna, and I did give her advantage, so. Okay.
DC 15, say,
Con save?
Con save, yeah.
They're not as good at con. Actually, they're identically as good at con. 15, you said?
Yes.
Alright, so I have 1 success. I'm going to have to beat number 1, because it is in order. I had a pink be the primary. Okay.
The main.
29 thunder damage.
Okay, so we go. Minus.
And we still have my melee gear.
29?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Just realized we're on microphone and I'm nodding.
Yeah, that doesn't work very well.
No, it doesn't. Oh, yeah. Something interesting you might have brought up, but you have a melee advantage for one of your power sets.
Mm-hmm.
You have the unarmed fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Use a melee gear to up that 1 degree.
And it also adds 1 to your AC.
One.
Melee gear adds 1.
Okay.
Yep.
So you would actually have that if you ever plan on punching something, you would have that.
Okay.
So add 1 to your AC, and your punch now does 1 die higher. So it's a D6, turn it into a D8. It's just a custom weapon. You can just...
It's a pneumatic device for your claw.
I know, it's...
It just makes it grip harder.
I like to think that it's just like a spike, or something just to reinforce the back of it. But whatever you want to flavor it as... Ward Cetus, or insert flavorful.
Gotcha. Yeah. I will have to think about that and figure it out.
Yeah, it does a D6, now it'll be a D8. That's as much as your...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, D8, D10.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't hit as hard as his sword does. But not much does. All right.
Hey, I just...
So,
I'm staying within the range of...
So you gotta move up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you see, notice they're being very careful to stay within a ball of light you can see from him. You don't feel like you need to worry about that. You've been here for a month and you're pretty much okay. You know the one time you tried to get rid of your aura, get rid of your armor, your exoskeleton. It you felt like real darkness coming in, and the energy giving it to you basically said and sealed back up.
Okay.
Yeah, you notice you don't get hungry, you don't get tired. You get a little tired, but you don't get hungry here.
Okay.
Well,
that's convenient.
Yeah. Or you'd be dead. Okay. Who's after Orico?
That would be monster number two.
Son of a bitch.
The guy who's been pounded on mercilessly?
No.
All right. I need the two characters in melee to make me wisdom saves, please.
I'm the only one in melee.
Oh, you're right. It's just the one. Yeah, make me a wisdom save. Mr. Cleric?
That's right. I'm a cleric.
I like how you just assume that my character's in, but to be honest, my character has not even reached.
So that's a 6 plus I rolled a 7 for a 13. I still have inspiration. I could reroll that if I wanted.
This isn't him using an ability. This is the start of his turn.
Then it's going to go.
Take 8 psychic damage.
And that does not bypass my shield. My temporary hit points go down.
Oh, yeah. The temporary hit point machine.
Yep. By the way, staying nearby me is good.
Beneficial to your health.
Beneficial.
Oh, yeah. That goes up, doesn't it?
Yep. That's why so I rolled.
The maximum is what?
14.
His hand starts to glow with a blackish purple light, and he reaches out to touch you. It's the definition of bad touch. It is a spell. Wounds. It is a spell. No, it's not that bad.
Arcana?
This class doesn't get that.
He spit in his hand, and he's about to touch you.
I rolled an 18.
Good, you know what it is. Because that would be like a 30, right?
30 total for Arcana to identify the spell?
Yeah, it is the vampiric touch spell.
Okay. He still has to touch me, so good luck.
You're right.
And shield.
28?
Son of a bitch.
He can't shield.
I cannot shield that.
All right. So I'm going to do...
Okay, I need you to not use dead color dice ever again.
All right, that is 10. Take 15 necrotic, and I will gain half of that.
Does it matter if it deals damage to temporary hit points or full hit points?
Just absorb the damage. Cool.
Do I have resistance to necrotic?
I don't think you do.
Son of a bitch.
Because that would have
no,
to damage.
No, he's not celestial. He's light. I don't think so.
I thought light got it, though. Is it at a higher level, though?
Well, you guys are already looking for it, so I'm not going to try.
I mean...
I guess my spark.
So how are you doing, Mike?
I take half of that, so I only get half of that back.
So never mind. 15 damage down to... Seven.
I heal for 3. Yeah, he didn't know that was going to happen. He just wanted to heal himself. And that's the best ability of healing he's got. Oh, that was so dumb. I should have done that.
Life transfer? Or transfer life?
No, he did what he did.
Sigma 3.
An icy blue shell covers him, that's sparkling with purple energy.
Identify?
Sure.
That's a 15 total?
Do know what this is. It's armor bag of these.
Do I get what level he casted at?
Yeah, 5.
5th level. Wow.
Yeah.
I will think to the party, don't hit that one with melee attacks.
Sounds good.
All right.
I haven't had a chance to actually...
Oh, I'm sorry. And also, you need to make another wisdom save, please.
You're not linked into the party chat that hard.
Oh.
It takes an action to cast the ability, because it's telepathic
total.
Bond. Yep.
That's okay. I kind of figured that.
You don't take any damage. Okay. Next up.
Bright Force.
Oh, I did get it!
You can get in a melee with it. With either one, anyone you want, if you want.
Okay. Which one am I... would I stay in his range with?
Yes, he's
which one I'm in melee?
Any of them?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna...
So you've got 1, 2, or 3. 1 is hurt a little bit. 2 is very...
No, 1 is untouched.
2... No, he got fire. He got Thunderbolt.
I learned from Paul to... What is it called? Focus fire. So I'm going to do the one that he's been hitting.
So how are you? Are you just gonna?
I'm
run
gonna
up,
great
gonna...
great sword it and smite.
So you're running up, or
well, you have to hit before you smite.
Technically, Kush could use a spell slot and double smite.
Don't do that. It's a bad idea.
Okay, I'm gonna hit it with the great great sword.
Hit it.
Roll
a hit.
Please. Oh, thank God. It's 18 plus 9.
That'll hit.
Yes.
Now
I'm going to smite. And what am I adding to this?
What level smite are you going to use?
Oh, I don't know, man. One. Level
so,
one.
So 2d8s. 2d6, 2d8.
2d6.
And reroll ones and twos.
And reroll ones and twos. And I let that work for smites. Because that's just more fun that way.
And then roll your second attack.
Fantastic. I love seeing... I can reroll ones.
And twos.
Does count. Six. Okay. So we have three sixes. Three times 18. Six is 18.
Aren't you a math teacher?
18. No. And then five is 23.
Plus.
Six.
Plus.
29.
Hey, I go.
Describe as you cut this thing in twain.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, which one is it?
You describe.
Would it be in the middle or is it off to which
this
side?
This is the middle. This would be.
This is the middle.
This would be the left one.
The one. All right. So she runs out to it and then just does like a vertical slash and then it just like, psh, like glittery, like confetti.
It does burst. It just bursts.
Burst into confetti.
The blackish light, blackest lightning.
And then
dust.
she whispers, 360 no scope.
Wrong character. Stop. It is dead. Would you like to
attack? No, I know. No, she would whisper, that was so metal.
Bonus action cleave.
Would you like... She didn't take that. Great weapon master. Like I wanted her to.
You can move up to another one and get your second attack.
She's next to it.
Two attacks are on.
All right, there you go. Do it again.
Which one are you targeting? The one I said not to melee or the one...
The one that you said to melee, that I should melee.
Okay, that's number one.
Okay. I'm not going to hit the one that you said
in the
don't.
Middle. That would have been the one next to you.
I rolled a natural one.
Don't see how bad it is.
Hey, you have lucky. You can re-roll that.
Wait, I do have lucky. I'm going to do lucky.
Lucky.
5 plus 9 is 14.
It misses.
God damn it. I don't want to talk about Paul.
Hey, at least you don't have that one.
That's so true.
At least it wasn't a one.
It was just a miss.
By the way, when you roll a one, we have to roll to see how bad it is. Just for fun.
I rolled a 13, rolling, by the way, so that would have been fine.
Rolling low after rolling a one is bad.
And yeah. If you roll a 20, or like, if you roll a crit, you max your damage, and then you roll your damage dice.
It's, gotcha. Wait, it's like you're a crit fisher, so that's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like you re-caught yourself before you fell over.
All right. Next up. Unless you have a bonus action you want to do.
No.
Okay.
But
next.
Roll a d6.
10 HP.
Oh, roll yeah. Six. I forgot that you have that.
Yep.
Three.
Wait, did you take a hit?
I didn't.
No, but my amount just increased. So she could recap out.
Also, you had a rest. You had a long rest, so it would have gone away.
Oh. I just figured I'd left it. That's all I did. Oops.
Since we didn't actually rest, I didn't reset mine.
Fair enough.
So I gain 3.
No. 7. 10?
It's the d6.
Okay, roll the 3.
Your ant mod.
My, no, yes. No, class.
Class level?
Yeah.
Eight. So you get 8 plus 3,
11. 11 to HP. All right, okay. Who's after Luna?
Sigma 1.
Sigma 1.
Sigma Woo-hoo. 6.
He's, I need the two melee people to make wisdom saves, please.
Cleric and Paladin.
Correct.
You weren't close enough for that yet.
Don't forget, no. you have the plus, whatever her charisma modifier is, from her paladiness.
Okay, I have a 26 then.
You take nothing. Roll your wisdom save, please, Nanol.
I'm trying to fix this, and it's not working.
Yeah, rolling a 17 helps.
What am I rolling again?
Wisdom.
Great, I have plus 0 to that. Let's see.
No, you have your
saving
charisma.
Throws. Look lower.
Plus
3, at least. You add your charisma to your saving throw.
Wisdom is right there. It's plus 6.
Where'd you see this? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so dumb.
You're proficient in everything.
Oh, okay. I got a natural 20.
I'll put these away. All right. As I put my dice down. All right. Who's at? I have a turn still. Yay!
No, you don't.
Not for much longer.
This is one. He looks at the man standing next to him.
She's the bigger threat.
Untrue.
I know.
Make a dex save.
It's a save. I could add her charisma.
You're correct. You really want to make this one, too.
Is it a spell?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to identify the spell first.
That's a good idea.
14.
You fail.
I rolled a 2. What do you expect?
I was like, he's like, yes. Yes, this is good.
Well, at least that wasn't the save.
So my save is plus 6 with her.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not a strength. So that's a 24. I rolled an 18.
I don't think it has any effect on a failed save. I should bookmark that monster that I just opened up. Damn.
Please say it's not disintegrate.
It is.
Then, yeah, nothing happens.
Yeah, it was disintegrate. You watch a sickening purple beam come out and reach out and touch you, and you're like, nope!
Yeah, but that thing back where it came from.
You watch it destroy a stretch of land behind you, just like a beam. And it leaves a nice 5-foot trench leading back about 100 feet. Or however long this integrate, 60 feet, whatever it is.
That shit's scary. Don't let that touch you. Alright, so next up is crab meat.
Yep. Samurai crab.
Alright, I should be in range to move up and engage
them. Absolutely, sir. Get it.
I'm going to move up. I'm going to pull both weapons.
Yep.
They come out of the scabbard with a very blue glow to them, and they kind of have a mist that almost looks like frost coming off of them.
One of them definitely does, and the other one does too. Mm-hmm. Well, one's a little more intense than the other.
So I'm going to go ahead and take swing with my primary hand.
Yeah.
Two swings, actually.
And two swings with the offhand, too.
And two swings with the offhand, but I'll do the primary hand first.
Okay.
24 on one, yeah. And a 1 on the other.
Well, let's see how bad it is.
Almost nearly wants to roll it.
Three.
Well, you're not really used to fighting other people. Can I do
the lucky?
You can lucky him, yeah.
Okay, I lucky you.
Wow. Lucky can up already.
Another one.
It's a 3. So. All right.
You're not going to mutilate me.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Man, I wasn't having you stab him and everything. I was excited.
I'm going to stab everyone here.
Offhand?
Stabby crabby.
Twice?
And then you get
done. Stabby crabby.
He should calculate his damages first.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's no chance he kills it in one hit.
Brand new character.
Oh, I'm aware.
19, which would be a 20...
Crit.
27, and it is a crit.
Yep.
And another one.
You only have one lucky left.
I literally have one left. I'm very sorry.
How bad is that?
Don't roll a 3 again.
12.
You're fine. So, let's do the base the first weapon damage, and then we'll do the offhand crit.
Yep.
So it is a D8 and 2D6.
Yep.
2D6.
Frost.
Cool.
Hello? Oh.
9, 12, 17.
Okay. This is in the primary?
That was the primary.
Hey, crit on.
Offhand is, right, is,
you did primary,
offhand
primary,
is 2D6. So plus 12.
Yep.
Plus whatever your number is.
Yeah, it's 2d6 plus 5, yeah. Oh, and actually it is 4d6 because that one was a crit.
You automatically match those two.
So 12 plus 5, so 17.
Okay. Plus what have you rolled?
Yeah.
Oh, plus what I rolled?
Yeah.
Plus another 7.
24.
Yes, so.
Slice and dice.
They don't get the crit bonus for us, fortunately.
360 no scope.
Wrong character.
Wait, hold on.
So it's...
Total for that last attack. Was it 24 you said?
So it would be the 2d6.
Yeah.
So it's 12, plus I rolled a 7, plus 5.
So, yeah.
24.
Yeah.
I had to math. I was like...
Yeah, yep, nope, that's...
Is that a 1 or is that a 7?
Don't do the little things on your 1s, and then you won't mistake them for 7s.
Yeah. Okay.
I make a point.
So there's, you know, there's some cheering in Japanese coming from behind you.
All right, cool.
Yes, it is official.
I usually ask the people to do this. No one freaking does it at this table to roll your attack and damage at the same time.
Oh, fair enough.
Because, yep. And also, I like to know if, like, if it's a miss, I get to flavor it then.
Gotcha.
If it's a really big hit, but it misses, you just swung too hard or whatever it is.
Understand. Not a problem.
You don't have to do it, but I do ask it.
I generally make people make saves, so, you know.
I don't have to worry about it. Okay, cool. So after that, we have...
We have the demon.
Do you have a bonus action you'd like to do?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't been hit, so...
I haven't been hit, so I'm actually gonna...
Two more attacks. No.
Yeah, I'm strongly considering it. Yeah, I'm gonna swing again.
Yeah,
so primary.
Oh, so you're action surging.
Yes.
Get it.
Four more attacks.
Yeah, four more attacks.
So, primary hand...
You might want to do these one at a time.
So, 23 hits. And a 16 is probably not going to hit. Oh, that hits?
Yeah, squishy, but hurts a lot.
I do believe the term warlock came to mind.
11, 16, and 15.
Wow.
31 total on that.
Yep, still up.
And 17 or 20 shall hit on the secondary hand.
Hold on, roll these one at a time. Roll the damage for the
other one doesn't hit.
The other one didn't hit. Oh, okay. I rolled a 2. So
I didn't go and do it.
12 damage.
He drops. As he does, he reaches out and places his hand in your chest. Make me a... I gotta make a hit-to-hit against you at advantage.
One other thing he does is
death grab,
death lunge.
Death lunge, unless you do enough damage over.
Does a 29 hit you?
Yes, a 29 will hit me.
19.
Please say no.
I'd be like, what the
f- We have our new tank.
I don't have enough D10s. I'll roll D12s.
I'm going to lose my job.
And guess what? My temporary hit points don't trigger until the end of your turn.
Man, I'm the tank. What the heck, man?
This is going to hurt. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome to the table. Your first death lunge against you. Didn't roll above, so that's 17, 23, 26. That's a weak 26.
26 damage?
Yeah. It is necrotic if it matters. I'm sorry, it would be psychic. Yeah, this would be psychic, actually, because of what he is. All his attacks should have been psychic, but I
all was right.
special. And you, so you get the benefit earlier being resistant to necrotic. All right, that was Art. You have anything else you want to do? Now you might want a bonus action. You got second wind, right?
Yeah, I do have a second wind.
I don't know if you feel like you need it or not.
I don't think I need it yet.
All right, cool.
I'm going to hang on to that.
Who's up next?
So, wait.
Yeah?
Oh, what do you know, I... Because you're within my aura, I can grant you the choice of would you rather gain a D6 plus 8 temporary hit points, or you can end a charm or frighten on you.
I'll take the temporary hit points.
Good choice.
Well, you know what?
You said D6 plus 8?
Yep.
So 9 temp.
Minimum.
Yay! Yep. Hey, it's something.
It is free it's healing. 11. Free real estate.
It's preventative healing.
Yep.
All right.
That it is.
What's ups?
Damon.
Hi. Is the third one still standing?
Oh, yeah. He's totally fine.
Is he
fine.
Within 5 feet of me?
Yeah. He's not totally fine.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to make you... Oh, it wasn't his turn. Never mind. You're good.
Yep.
He took 29 points of thunder.
I'm going to hit him with my stretcher weapon.
Okay.
Because that's not me, so I won't
that
be
That is not
me.
You, correct. Yeah.
That's not me.
The 25 psychic damage you're gonna take.
Yep. A 15 will hit.
Yes.
Take 10 force.
Okay.
I'm gonna step away from him.
Alright, he is going to reach out and touch you.
He.
Yep.
He only gets a reaction unless he has.
I'm aware.
Okay. I'm also going to identify what spell he's casting.
It's not a spell. I'm sorry. It looks like it's the same thing that he did. The other one did to Art.
Crab.
The samurai crab. The touch.
The
death one. She's doing that.
Wait, okay. Is he dying?
Nope. That's just his melee attack.
Okay.
His melee attack is a death one.
It's some kind of psychic. It felt like the description that you'll get from Samurai Crab later is it felt like it was trying to rip all his good memories out.
Can I make a roll on powers?
Absolutely.
Especially because this fits with my powers.
Yeah.
Didn't someone want to take our good memories like a while ago?
Yep.
That's what this place does. Rips your memories out. Turns you into something you're not.
Yeah, that's a no.
No, you can tell him what you rolled.
I rolled a 4. Plus
proficiency.
And charisma.
No, double proficiency, so.
And charisma, so you might actually be okay.
And charisma?
Well, it's your power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that.
And it would be a telepathy thing, so it's a brain to brain thing.
So, my brain needs to function because I need to read that. 4 plus 15 total.
You know that is some kind of modification to a healing technique that is used to take away trauma.
Hmm.
But instead of that, he's taking away joy.
Got it.
Now he throw that.
Yeah, don't let that touch you.
Well, guess what I rolled to hit again.
28.
29.
Shield!
Aww.
I keep forgetting I have a cantrip in my power set now.
Mindsliver?
No. I mean, I have that as a cantrip, but my power set has a cantrip.
You boom?
Which one?
5-foot radius.
Thunderclap.
No, not radius. 5-foot square. Cherry bomb.
Cherry bomb! All right, so we've got... Damn, oh, that was a... Okay. That is 1526 psychic damage.
Ow.
And he says... Running away, little mouse?
Nope. Just disengaging. Without actually disengaging.
My turn.
Nope.
No, that, he hasn't taken his action yet.
Okay.
Make a wisdom save.
Oh, I'm good at these.
My question is how good is his int today? I'm about to find out.
Kill him.
It's a wisdom save, right?
Correct.
I don't think we want to kill him.
Knock him out.
Thank you.
Knock him out.
Knock him out of the box, Luke.
Wisdom of 21.
He makes it.
I don't know what the save was, but...
17.
What was it for?
It was Toll of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were doing, like, something else.
No.
Like a command or a dominate or whatever.
And then I roll a d6. I pulled an art. 9 temporary points.
All right. Who's up after
that would be me.
Hit it.
The one that's left needs to make an intelligence save of 16.
Well, I'm not nearly as good at that as I am at the last one. So.
Oh, good. If this makes it another round, I've got something better for you.
18?
18 makes it. There goes a mind sliver.
I thought that was the good one.
Nope. I was seeing how good he was at the.
Damn.
I was trying to figure out what his
great
what
his roll, terrible bonus. All right. Next
up, number 2.
He's dead.
Next up, number 3.
Yeah, he's alive. But yeah. Does he want to F with you guys? Nope. He says, "I'll find you." He steps backward into a portal and disappears.
Is it a spell?
Yes.
Will a 21 identify it?
Yeah.
Dimension door. Can I weasel counterspell?
Potentially. it is dimension door.
Dim door, and that's 5th level? 4th?
Cast is 5th, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't know that, but he's a warlock. You cast all the spells at 5th level. Well, if they're not already higher than that.
We can't do anything.
Oh, yeah, I have my reaction still up.
Counterspell?
Yeah, counterspell.
Oh.
So would you cast it at 4th level? Because you wouldn't know what level it's cast at.
I already identified that as a warlock in my head, so...
You wouldn't know how warlocks work. That's the thing.
We've fought them before.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah. 5th level, you said?
5th level? 3rd level.
So you're going to roll?
Yeah, I don't have a fifth level spell
slot. Oh, then yeah, roll. Roll your int check.
15 plus 6 for 21.
His spell fizzles, and he's more scared than he was a minute ago.
He still has 15 temporary hit points.
I just added 25 hit points to him, so I wouldn't remember, but he has 10.
Because I hit him with the spiritual weapon.
Okay.
For 10 force.
All right.
Take 32 hit points?
No, I'm rolling my temporary. Oh. Who's ups? It doesn't go up.
Who's ups? Who's...
Braid Force.
So is this the one that I can hit or no?
It's not the one melee. Who... Melee is bad.
No melee?
Unless okay. You want to take 25 damage.
No, I think...
But you also have your...
I know, I do have my poo.
But I'm gonna.
Not with him. They were in the flying V.
Pew pew
yeah,
pew.
I was lined up with one. With two.
But you move.
And she's also in melee with the same person.
You're right. No, you'd be in melee with him. So you can back up and get swung at. Oh no, he's already used his reaction.
He used his reaction.
Wait, I can hit him.
No, he's had his turn.
Oh, then I need wisdom saves from everybody.
What? Oh, son of a.
Everybody?
I have one within 10 feet. So. Those people.
Suck it.
26 again?
Yeah, you think nothing.
Hey, nat 20.
Nat 20. 30, so 22.
Yeah.
11 plus 6 is 17. 6. 30.
Damn. Add 3 because Natalie.
Oh.
Paladin.
So yeah. 25. Okay, so yeah, no, my ability didn't matter anyway. Can we move on?
Okay, so So I'm going to hit you with... So do I have... I have to hit you with the weapon.
You'd have to back. Either you hit with the weapon or you can use your fireworks, but if you use fireworks,
it's a disadvantage.
Or you can back up and he can get a swing on you.
So I'm going to just hit
you. But it burns his reaction up.
So what do I... What can I hit him with my greatsword or no?
Yes, yeah, but you would take 25 damage. Guaranteed.
Well then, fuck it. I'm going to hit him with my greatsword because he's right there.
All
right.
You need to do minimum of 15 damage. Otherwise, you'll take another 25. And
you might want to use a smite.
I'm going to smite on him. I'm going to smite on his butt.
Or you could double smite.
No, I'm not going to double smite because I heard that that's a bad thing.
It's a good thing if you can hit.
14 plus 9.
You hit.
Heck yes. And then we smite.
What level smite would you like to use? First, second, or...
Second.
You don't have third yet.
Second.
Pick another D8 up.
Mm-hmm. And re-roll ones and twos.
That says all the time.
I want a brownie. 24 plus 6 is 30 damage.
Alright, so you take 25 psychic damage.
I need to do some healing now.
She needs healing.
No, I'm really okay because that's the only hit I've had.
Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
You took 25 damage.
Mm-hmm.
You still have your bonus action.
Mm-hmm. And you can swing again.
Oh, you do get a second swing.
A second swing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
stab it.
Roll.
Hmm.
Not smite.
You might smite.
12 plus 9 is 19.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
No smite. Save it.
Mm-hmm.
We the rest of us still get more fights.
We have more fights to come.
Reroll ones and twos.
I don't have smite.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. You always have it all the time.
Heck yeah. 12 damage.
Plus 6.
It's
3 and 3, plus 6 is 12.
Okay.
12.
I couldn't see the numbers.
Sorry, 6 plus 6 is 12, guys.
Got it.
I can do that.
He is hurt a little. Moving on.
Next up is Sigma 1.
It was...
Samurai.
It was Muerte.
Samurai's Sigma, Muerte?
You should kill surrender. Him. We can help you.
Yeah. Maybe.
This isn't you. You're a cape.
Do I think Lesser Restoration might fix him?
No fucking way.
Hey, I have to.
Yeah, I won't even make you roll. You think about it, you're like, they ain't going to get it done.
We don't want to hurt you. We want to help you. We're here to help.
You would either need... You know that this is a curse that is doing this.
So you want me to remove curse, then?
Or Greater Resto. Yeah.
But
I have remove curse prepped.
Do you?
Today. Really?
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
That's nice. Cool. Prepped.
Yeah,
solid.
High five.
You may have inspiration for remembering to actually fucking prepare.
What is preparing?
I'm up to 3. You can also have number inspiration equal to your proficiency modifier.
Oh, very nice.
One of his custom rules.
because it's more fun if you just have absolutely more
fit. You save it up.
I'm not going to argue that one with you.
You get a boss fight and you're like, I'm just going to blow my inspirations, and like you're rolling basically with advantage the whole fight because you're like, I'm just going to burn this down. Yeah.
Next up
is the samurai.
No, but did you hear what Luna said?
Crab. No, I did not. What did Luna say?
No, she said, "This isn't you. We're here to help you. We want to help you."
So wait, he says, "Is he cancer?"
Could be.
He says, "I, no, he's in your aura though."
Huh? I mean,
you see a flash of recognition.
He's also in his aura.
Yep. He sees a look of recognition on his face, like.
I don't want to do this.
Like, he realizes that there's something wrong,
mm-hmm.
but then a second later, they like, you know that Sigma's powers always had a purple look to them, right? This black is new. The black threading through it, totally new. And so was the clones. That was weird. He's been a single guy the whole time. Part of a team, but usually. But when someone appeals to his humanity, to his, you know, history... He pauses for a moment. What are you talking about?
We're here to help you.
That's where we came from.
We want to help you. We're from Riverside City.
He clutches his head.
I cast remove curse.
And well, you're gonna. One thing's gonna happen for when you do that. I need everyone within 30 feet of him, which is everybody, because you got
my aura.
Because you got within the aura to make me an intelligence save. No, you know, all his abilities are wisdom saves. It's a wisdom save.
Oh. You fuck.
Hey. Oh, you're outside of the Natalie range.
Oh, no, yeah.
What's our goal here?
13 plus 6 is 19.
Just 15.
Oh, thank fuck.
I'm using my inspiration. I rolled a 1.
So you said so. Wisdom, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And I'm not in range of the bonus.
No.
Correct.
So my 1 from the save for wisdom saves plus 1 and a 17 on the die. So I made it.
Yay!
Yeah. Without having to use 19. Oh.
I made mine also with a 15 plus 2 plus the bonus for 20.
So you get 20. The distinct impression that this is whatever the curse is trying to kill him before he gets turned back. It's obviously hurting him as well.
Can I make a power check heal to cure him?
We'll see if this. We'll see if he dies first.
You've allowed me to do that in the past.
This is you are already doing something. You are already in mid action.
Okay.
Because he did stop attacking. Did it kill him? I didn't roll high.
Yay!
Yay!
At 10:28. Which is, he had 91 HP, he had 56, he took 56 damage.
Everyone in unison, leaves him at
35, almost 7 short, dropping him.
So, bonus action, healing word to level 3?
Yeah. He's at what, 4 HP, 7 HP?
Yeah.
So I get some decent, I have 6 level 3 healing words. 6 level 3 cure wounds, so.
It's not bad.
Heal 16 points. 2 off from max.
Okay. He rubs his head, and you see the blackness that was in his eyes, sparkling through his eyes, along with the purple, kind of fall away. And he clutches his head. He says, Where am I?
You're in the Twilight Realm.
How did I get here?
Necro.
He sits up.
More than likely.
He like stands up stock straight and like purple smoke trails from his eyes. He says, I'm going to kill him.
Let's wait till we get out of here first.
Point me in the direction I'll go.
You have to stay within my radius. Otherwise, they will take you over again.
He kind of crumples to the ground. His body is destroyed. You notice like his muscles atrophy in before your eyes. He's under the effects of 4 levels of exhaustion. He can still walk at half speed, but he's effectively useless in combat. He is and also he spent all his spell slots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On us.
Yep. Can confirm. I've been tracking.
I can't believe.
Except for the sixth level slot?
Disintegrate.
Got it, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't him. That was one of the cops.
Yes, it was him. He was using his resources over all three casters.
Got it.
Yep.
Yeah, Vampiric Touch wasn't a smart idea then.
No, it wasn't. And that
he wouldn't have had room to cast Dimension Door.
Vampiric Touch, Armor of Agathy.
That was it.
Dim Door.
Three. He is a 14th level Warlock, so.
Oh, okay. All right. I put him at least at 11.
Correct.
All right, so.
So then he should have one more.
No, three.
Seventh level.
Yes, he has a seventh level slot, but.
He's not going to be casting it now.
Should
probably get him
Arcane
out.
Gate.
Ooh, that would
so
have been
fun. He can get out.
He doesn't go that far. It's basically a dim door that you can go through multiple times.
So
I think if I remember correctly.
Who needs healing?
Yeah, it's a dim door that you make a gate and you let multiple people dim door.
85 out of 110.
That's more than my base.
Yeah.
She's the HP tank.
I'm ready.
Did you roll to see how you did HP?
Yep, I got a 10 extra.
Nice.
So you're gonna cure wounds.
Okay, I'm ready.
Heal 25.
You remember to add your bonus.
Yep.
Yay! I'm back up to full. Thank you. I don't.
Yes, I could use a little.
A little or a. How much is it?
You can use numbers here. It's okay. I'm not that dick DM who's like, you can't use numbers. Fuck you. It's all numbers.
On a scale of 1 to 257.
I'm at 23 and I'm hurt real bad.
I'm down about 26.
What, a second level for you?
I'm using my
power sense.
Wait
power
a minute.
Slots.
If we have to bring back Sigma, does that mean I get to see 9 again?
We're going to try and grab the other two first.
Oh, darn it. No, Natalie,
you might have... Are you topped off now?
Yeah, I'm topped off.
Never mind then.
Thank you.
I realized I rolled two. I could have re-rolled on her. So
I missed 9.
He has empowered healing.
Yep. 18. You also heal 25.
Okay.
Unless you can't receive all 25.
No, I can receive all 25.
All right.
You're like, I'm down 1.
I'm down 1. I can live with that.
Yep.
It's like a little, like, it's just that little nagging of, like, I could have dodged that shot. So, something I play with and something that is, like, a concept is HP. Whatever you had at first level is your actual physical HP. Anything above that is skill and luck.
Right.
So, if you ever go down below that, like, below your, like, into with that 10 or 11 HP, probably, or what if you'd be 15?
Yeah.
That'd be the point where you're like, I am physically wounded. I am, you know, like, to a point where it's a grievous thing. And usually you want to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
you're like, need to hospital now, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one for myself.
All right, hit it.
I'm going to re-roll both those twos, because I can't re-roll that 3.
Why not? It's empowered healing.
I can re-roll any die?
Yeah, but you have to take the new result.
Yeah, but you have to take the result, yeah.
I thought...
It's empowered. It's not like the Great Weapon Master.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got another 3 out of that.
So you should re-roll anything under a 3.
But you can only re-roll
anything 3 or under.
So.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
14, I heal 20.
Before we take a break, I'll get my own drink, I promise.
You fill that
back
up.
I'll top you off.
Natalie's been drinking on my drink the whole time.
Sorry.
And that's
so,
3 cure wounds down.
While we're all in recovery mode, Weasel will go over and introduce himself to Samurai Crab. And I had never thought I'd meet you in person. He's like speaking in fluent Japanese.
How old is Samurai Crab?
He's 24.
Okay, so not a lot older than this group. I think the oldest one in this group is what, 19, 20?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Just 20?
19.
Yeah, 19. So yeah, you are the oldest person in this group. You're not used to that.
Yeah.
So you've been on the scene probably 5 years at least.
Okay.
I mean, it depends. Did you go to college first, or did you go straight into being a cape?
I went to college first.
So yeah, you'd be 21, 20. So you've been on the scene just about as long as him.
I've been on the scene since I was young.
14. So it's been 4 years, about the same as you.
Okay.
But you obviously don't know me, and I'm younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any of the same interests at all, which is convenient because it gives you more things to play with.
Yep.
And so swordplay, you know.
Yeah. So
now we're liking a wisdom based character.
I know.
So I didn't expect to find fans.
I didn't expect to see you here. I heard you disappeared a while ago, but...
Yeah, I've been wandering around here for... God, it feels like forever just about.
So something interesting that you'll have noticed, because you've been here long enough and I can give you guys some background. You have walked through ruined city after ruined city. This is... you've seen things that looked like Rome. Things that looked like Pompeii. Things that look like... No, I actually may or may not have plans.
The Lost Haven.
May or may not have plans for that.
Yes, Mike.
But like any like civilization you heard that got ruined, you probably found pieces of it here.
Okay.
You may have one interesting artifact from any like forgotten civilization that you'd like, and if you pick it, I'll flavor what it does. But pick something neat. Just come up. You know, you do it now. Maybe you think about it by the end of the session. Let me know, and I'll tell you what it is. And maybe it'll have an effect because it's been touched by this place for long enough.
Okay.
So if you want to look up lost civilizations, because that'd be a neat thing for you to really play with.
The Library of Alexandria.
That would legitimately work. If you're like ancient Egypt.
People have been saved here.
I realize this is a much better way to reference.
Luna turns to Damon and just goes, is Weasel speaking fluent Japanese?
Yes, and I understand every word of it.
What are they saying? I don't know what's happening.
He's swooning.
He's swooning? His voice did okay, crack, so I just wanted to be sure that he was swooning.
Yes.
Cool. All right, so you guys, Sigma is... I don't want to say he's catatonic because he's not, but he is reticent to actually be helpful. He is at the point where he is just pissed off that he is not well enough to help, to the point where he is being unhelpful actively.
Sigma!
You know that he's used to being the guy in charge of his team. He's very, like... personality plus, like, I am the guy, I'm gonna get this done, and then to get knocked down to what this happened and how he's been here gone for years. Like, he knows that he lost time with his team. His team replaced him. You know, he doesn't know that, but he's like, I've been...
He figured,
he's like, he says, who's leading the van... Oh, I gotta think of it. Oh, crap.
Please don't say Vanguard, because that's us.
That's you guys. No, okay, team, all right. I want a table consensus. We're going to build this team right now. What's the team's name? They're based out of Chicago.
Fast Action Response Team.
No. No.
I like it.
I like it. It's a good name. We'll go with that one. I like that one.
He's too proud to be part of FART. I'm sorry. All right.
You like my time to go
that one out. You are so fast as well. Like,
you did well. You already have your inspiration.
No, I used one.
No, you can't have it.
I want to give him inspiration for that.
The table can say we want to give him inspiration. If everyone agrees, I can't overrule, but I usually won't. Does everyone agree it was inspiration worthy, or is it then we leave
it was funny.
I don't know that.
I'll tell you what, you don't have to give him one. I'll give him one of mine.
I'd rather not be sitting at Captain if you're not.
All right, you may have an inspiration for that.
Yay!
The answer is still no, but I did appreciate it. Any other names? Like something? It was a team of mentalists.
The mentalists.
The mentalists, obviously.
I was thinking like something like Cerebro or...
But the Brainiacs. The Brainiacs.
the Windy City Mentalists or something like that, because it's Chicago based.
The windows. The mind is just a window.
To the soul.
See, I want to throw something in for Jim.
Oh.
Trust.
The Diamondbacks. And that's a nice little stab at Rob. No, Diamondback is a character in this world.
Diamondback got
transferred over.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were part of that group.
I remember that. I remember Diamondback.
Diamondback had the FSA contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And so now time's progressed since then, and now he's actually one of the FSA leads.
Yeah. Oh, he's not a regional head, but he is the Chicago head.
If you guys are going to do talking
like
stuff,
28 I'm, ounces.
I can refill.
No, you're fine. So I'm thinking something like
Psycho.
Something in the loop, because you know the loop is
Psycho loop.
What was Psycho the heads. Name of that group?
Psychonauts.
Trust Warden Debit.
Wardens of the Loop. I like Wardens of the Loop.
All right,
write it down, somebody, because my ass won't remember it. Sigma was the leader of the Wardens of the Loop out of Chicago. All mentalists of some variety. I mean, it could be like psychopyrokinesis, which is a thing. Like it's fire controlled with your mind. As long as it was mentalist, you were in.
So technically, I'd fit in.
You actually would really well. They would take you in a heartbeat because you have a unique, a different power set that they don't really have.
So I've got a fallback plan.
It's Wardens of the Loop. Okay, cool. He's like
or the Windy City Wardens.
I don't hate that either.
Oh, God.
They're both names. They whatever they feel like.
Yeah, or it's whatever people call them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Their official name is the Wardens of the Loop. But people call them the Windy City Wardens because they don't just deal with the loop. But that's where they got their start.
Yeah.
Cool. He says they've replaced me by now.
Would I know who they replaced him with?
Astra.
Was that somebody that he worked with?
It was an old rival.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, maybe we wait.
The thing is, she's not a traditional mentalist. She's technically a mentalist, but it's not really. She's more star power, like drawing power from the stars, but she can do some mental effects, and he never let her into the team because she wasn't an actual mentalist.
Okay. I'm going to reset the telepathic bond now that we have more people with us.
And where did you grow up? Dylan?
Dylan, yep.
Hell yeah, got it. Yeah. Give me some credit, hell yeah. Where'd you grow up?
In the Midwest.
Okay, we're talking Chicago. Riverside City is where St. Louis would be.
Yeah, it would be in the Chicago area.
Okay, so yeah.
So you would know somebody by the name of Zaya Corvin then?
Claw.
Oh.
Claw Tech? Like, Alano Tech's this big, Claw's that they are like...
Oh my goodness.
They are very much... No, I told him Alano's like, yeah. It's like huge, but Claw is very much so a big, big piece of the world. You know that he's based out of Chicago, so you might have interned there if you're smart, or if you're not, you wouldn't have.
Probably not.
He owed us a favor.
No, you could test run, you know, some of his materials.
Well, it depends on when he got his powers, which is not based on how when he got his powers. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a Surge baby?
No.
No.
No. Mm. Nice.
I'm the only one.
She's the only Surger.
Oh my god, you! That's it, I'm going home!
Goodness!
Oh my god,
hold on. Is it gonna be a thing, like, to... Okay, this is world building time. Is it gonna be a negative thing to be known as a surger? Like, someone who only got their powers when they turned 15? Because if you get your powers before that, you're not a surger. You are obviously a natural power. But yeah, so is it gonna be a negative thing to be a surger? To be someone who got their powers because of the surge? Or is it going to be negative to not be a surger? To be a weirdo?
Well, I'm sure it'll, you know, all will be appropriate depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, it just depends on your
which is more prevalent?
Which is more prevalent? Are there more people that got their powers from the surge or more people that had them before?
Absolutely more people have powers from the surge.
So like, that would be more prevalent.
No, I'm saying but the
of the people with powers who have had them naturally, they'll probably look at the surgers as
lesser. New jumpstarts.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like new money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, new money. Like, they don't really know what they have, basically. Mm-hmm. They
didn't earn it, they just got it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, there are people who learn magic aren't surgers. They just learned magic. Like, there are wizards. That's a thing. You heard about this one in Chicago, but we don't really talk about him. Anybody gets that reference? Good on you. I like to think that like open-minded people are going to be totally fine with surgers, and they're not against anybody. But being a surger is going to be like. Are they called surgers, or is there something else they're called?
I'm fine with surgers.
There's also Mountain Dew.
Or do they call them sparks?
Surgers.
Surgers has a more negative sound.
Because you called it the surge anyway.
Yeah.
In universe, it's called the surge.
Which is when almost everyone in the world got their powers.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, you have a goal. You know where you're headed.
Do we
have a map.
You have a map.
We do. We have a map.
And you know that you're at least a couple hours away from their next target, which means you are coming up. You know that if you waste no time, you have like 10 minutes on your deal with a despoiler.
Then let's go.
And
if you don't mind, we know where the exit is, but we got to grab 2 more people first.
Absolutely. We got to help the people who need it.
And tell him who, Sigma says, wait, there are more people like me?
Yes.
Arclight and Tigress.
I heard of Arclight. Who's Tigress?
A weird creature of some sort.
Okay. So as you guys are heading down the pathway towards your next target, and with that, it's time to end. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. And finally, the best way to support us is to find us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/Vanderhayden. All the links will be in the show notes. Rob, you have anything for us?
Even though it's in the links below, you can follow me at RSCPodRob. Passing this on to Mike.
You can find me on Twitter at Math Rock Studio, and write me there, and happily respond to just about anything. Have a good one, everybody.
Natalie,
follow.
It's a shout out. I can feel it.
Stacy.
Oh, at AC.
Wait. Okay. All right. The person that made the podcast logo is good friend Stacy. You can follow Stacy at ACEYMARSZ, AC Marzy on Twitter. She's a good artist.
And
Instagram. Support artists. All right.
And Art, you got anything for us?
I do not, actually. I don't have a Twitter account. So.
We didn't either.
I will have to go and.
Yeah, it's.
Completely off.
I technically have two for the podcast.
But he can't figure out how to get it.
So I have rscpod.mic, but I can't get into it. So then I made Math Rock Studio for the fact that it's.
Yeah, actually, I think I have a Twitter account that I created years ago.
For a login or something, yeah. And finally, if you guys want to get a hold of us and chat to talk with us, the easiest way is to join our Discord server, which we really appreciate, anybody who decides to do that. And have a great day, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.